Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. You all know that Wabasha is a very unique place along the Mississippi River Valley. We're just 5 miles downstream from Reed's Landing, where the mouth of the Chippewa River empties out into the Mississippi. And because the flow of water from these two rivers is so strong, trying to push through our very narrow channel, the Mississippi River never completely freezes here in Wabasha. And because the river never freezes here, that makes this the perfect spot for the bald eagles to stay and fish all winter long. We are so very blessed by God to be able to live in this part of the world because we can watch and study his eagles all year round. We see them fishing in the river, sitting in their huge nests in the tall trees or flying high in the air. We get to watch the new eagles learn how to fly and patiently wait for 5 years until the new eagles get their distinctive yellow beak and white head of hair. Back in March, I even saw for the first time with my own eyes what Walt Whitman calls the dalliance of the eagles. Two eagles interlocking each other's talons, cartwheeling through the air, plummeting to the earth. We are so taken in by these beautiful creatures. But as the history on the second floor of our outstanding National Eagle Center explains, we are certainly not the first people to be fascinated by eagles. Peoples of every culture and religion have recognized the importance of these powerful and majestic birds. The Bible, you know, is full of passages about eagles and eagles' wings. And did you know that several fathers of the church compare our Lord's ascension into heaven with the flight of eagles? Way back in the 400s, St. Maximus, Bishop of Turin, Italy, preached this sermon. Just as the eagle leaves the low-lying ground, makes for the heights, and climbs high to heaven, so too, in a like manner, our Savior left the lower regions of earth and made for the heights of paradise and reached heaven's highest summit. St. Maximus is not alone in thinking that there is a connection between the ascension of Jesus and eagles flying high in the air. Blessed Guerric of Igny preached a similar sermon. Blessed Guerric was the Cistercian abbot of the Igny Abbey in Reims, France, for almost 20 years, from 1138 to 1157. He was also a very good friend and a contemporary of St. Bernard of Clairvaux. Blessed Guerric of Igny preached this: like an eagle, Christ encourages his little ones to fly, rising above them when he is lifted up from before their eyes and before a long time is watched by them as he journeys heavenward. The apostles were looking intently at the sky when our Lord ascended into heaven, just like almost everybody stops and looks intently at the eagles when they're flying high in the sky. Blessed Guerric of Igny continues his sermon, like an eagle enticing her young to fly by hovering over them, our blessed Lord plainly endeavors to raise their hearts to himself through their love of him, while his own body gives assurance that theirs too can be raised up in a like manner. And so, 900 years ago, Blessed Guerric of Igny describes this scene we are so familiar with here along the Mississippi River Valley. The first step in teaching the eagle to fly is that the mother eagle hovers about 3 feet above the nest. Did you know that eagles can be like hummingbirds? They can fly and not move. We've seen this so many times. The little baby eagle is in its nest on the top of the tree. And the eaglet has his steadfast gaze on the mother eagle, hovering like a hummingbird above the nest. The little eagle's watching his mom fly, thinking, wouldn't it be wonderful to fly like that? But I can't fly like that. And yet with a steadfast gaze on the mother eagle, the baby eagle quickly sees that the mother eagle has the exact same nature as the baby eagle. The exact same looks and the exact same wings. And pretty soon the baby eagle says, if mom can fly, I can fly. And with a few little pushes from mom, soon the baby eagle is soaring with the mother. We're like that baby eagle. Like the apostles, we keep our steadfast gaze on Jesus as he ascends into heaven. And at first we say, I can't fly like that. I can't ascend to the heavens like that. And then we remember that we have the exact same human nature as Jesus. He has a human body, we have a human body. He has a human soul, we have a human soul. And if the human body and soul of Jesus can ascend to heaven, then our human body and soul can ascend to heaven. We're not meant to stay here on earth. We're meant to fly to the heights of heaven. And as we reflect on this solemnity of the ascension, on the Christian who keeps his eyes on Jesus soaring in the heights of heaven, who's begging us to come up there and fly with him, as we reflect today on the baby eagle who keeps his eyes on the mother eagle and teaches him how to fly, I cannot help but think on this Mother's Day in the United States of America of how we as children keep our eyes on our earthly mothers. You know the child, probably 6 months, 7 months, 8 months, who's watching everything that mom does, never takes her eyes off of mom. You know that steadfast look that your child once gave to you. And then pretty soon after that, they're going to start talking like you. And pretty soon after that, they'll be acting like you. You know, mom knows that there's a capacity for greatness deep down inside of us. Mom knows that capacity for greatness, even when other people can't see it. Mom wants us to use our gifts and talents to the best of our ability to soar to the heights of virtue. Like a mother eagle, mom wants us to fly to reach our greatest potential as a human person. And our greatest potential as a human person is to become a saint. Mom knows that we're destined to leave the lower regions and fly with the saints of heaven. Mom's deepest desire for us is that she wants us to be a saint. She wants us to be holy. She wants us to soar with Jesus in heaven. That's why she's always insisting that we go to church and say our prayers. That's why she's always telling us to do the right thing, even though it's difficult. That's why she's always on her knees praying for us. That's why she's always encouraging us to be better, hoping that we will someday reach the heights of heaven. So on this Mother's Day, we say thanks, Mom, for always inspiring us to reach for greater heights. And thank you too, Mary, our Heavenly Mother, for inspiring us always to fly toward heaven so that we can be with your Son Jesus forever. That's why on this Mother's Day I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen.